How's everybody doing this afternoon? This is an amazing crowd. It's the biggest crowd we've ever had. And in fact, from here it looks like there's more people than there was at Trump's inaugural. But no, it's just my opinion. I want to officially welcome you to Outreach Pride 2017, brought to us, of course, by the Outreach LGBTQ Community Center. Thank you for Outreach. And those lingerers out there, come on down and be part of the party. I'm your host for today's program, David Clarenbach, and we have a very brief program with three special guest speakers. But before we go there, I think we need to pause for a moment to reflect on what's on all of our minds today. The rising tide of race hatred, religious intolerance, and homophobia are yet again ripping at the American soul. A year ago, we were mourning the loss of lives in Orlando. Today, we express our grief and our outrage at the tragedy in Charlottesville and the hurt we feel at the tepid response by some of our national and state leaders. That should not be a question in anyone's mind. As a community, we know stigmatization and marginalization and discrimination and violence and hate crimes in the extreme. I know I speak for everyone here that we will not accept as the norm any form of intolerance, bigotry, or violence, wherever it is and against whomever it is. I say whether it's races or religions or gender identity or sexual orientation, these are the very things that unite us and for which the rally is being focused today, that we stand up and speak up for LGBTQ rights, but we're standing up for human rights for everybody. And as I said, this rally is sponsored by the Outreach Community Center, which serves all of Madison, Janesville, Beloit, all of South Central Wisconsin. And it's an organization that serves literally thousands of people. And that is a service that is at the core of the Outreach mission. And the work of Outreach would not be possible without the leaders, Steve and Angie and Brian and the rest, the hardworking board of directors, the businesses, and the individuals that have contributed money for this event, which is no small matter, and people like yourselves who make the general donations to keep the doors open at Outreach and to organize the visibility that events like this provide. So, with gratitude and warm thanks, please welcome the Executive Director of Outreach, Steve Starkey.
Thank you everyone for coming today. This is a huge celebration of diversity and LGBT pride. I have a lot of thank yous to express today because there was a lot of people that helped to make this possible. First of all, I want to thank our program director, Angie Railing. This event would not have happened without her. I don't know where Angie is right now, but Angie, thank you so much. Also, Brian Ponce is our graphic coordinator, and he's done a lot of the publicity and artwork and DJ work, and Brian is fantastic. Give him a hand. I want to thank our coalition partners, WOOFs, Our Lives Magazine, PFLAG, Fair Wisconsin, and Orgullo Latinx. Our diamond sponsors for this event are Woofs, Five Nightclub, QBE Insurance, Zendesk, American Family Insurance, Our Lives Magazine. Our platinum sponsors this year are Alliant Energy, Isthmus, and Family Equality. And the gold sponsors, ARCW Pharmacy, CUNA Mutual Group, U.S. Bank, New Harvest Foundation, Wisconsin Gazette, WORT-FM Radio, JAMS 93.1 FM, and Shamrock Bar and Grill. Give them all a round of applause. I want to thank our wonderful MC that has done such a great job for us all the years that we've been doing this, David Clarenbach, former state representative Dave Clarenbach. Our speakers, State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa, Randy Grayson, and Orgullo Latinx. And we also will have a performance from the Pride King and Queen. Outreach LGBT Community Center's mission is to promote equality and quality of life for LGBT people. To find out more about our work, you can go to our website, www.lgbtoutreach.org, or you can call 608-255-8582 weekdays from noon until 7 p.m. Our 25th annual awards banquet is coming up on October 6th at the Monona Terrace. We hope that you will join us. And we have free handouts of water and lots of materials in our booth right here. So without further ado, back to David.
Thank you, Steve Starkey. Well, I think we all know the important role that public education plays in educating our young people about our diverse culture. Our first guest speaker is Karen Perez Wilson, the bilingual paraeducator for the Middleton Cross Plains School District. She'll be speaking in both English and Spanish and is here representing the Orgullo Latinx LGBT Plus organization. Please welcome Karen Perez Wilson.
Good afternoon and happy Pride, Madison. My name is Karen Perez Wilson and my pronouns are she, her, and hers. It is with great honor and pride that I march with Orgullo Latinx of Dane County, not only as a proud queer woman of color, but also as a proud immigrant of this country. Although we are living through dark times, we must not lose hope. Events like today are so incredibly important because it serves as a reminder of how much our community has persisted and endured in our fight for equality. We have come far regarding the rights of the LGBTQ plus community, and now more than ever, we must remain vigilant in our quest for equality and total complete rights. We must organize, agitate, and demand for equal treatment and equal rights, not just for our LGBTQ plus community, but for all communities. I encourage us to take a stance against bigotry and hatred. This journey is one we must take all together. So let's protect one another. Let's love one another. Support LGBTQ organizations and businesses that are owned by people of color. Stand up for our immigrant communities and our communities of color that demand for the protection of their basic human rights. Once again, thank you all for allowing me to speak. I hope you all have a wonderful Pride, and always remember this, your existence is resistance. Resist. All right, now I'm gonna say it in Spanish, so wish me luck. Buenas tardes y feliz orgullo, Madison. Muchas gracias por la oportunidad de estar aquí. Mi nombre es Karen Pérez Wilson, una orgullosa mujer latina, inmigrante y miembro de la comunidad Orgullo Latinx LGBTQ+. Alrededor del mundo estamos experimentando momentos difíciles. Es por eso que eventos como estos son importantes. Aunque vivimos tiempos oscuros, no debemos perder la esperanza. Eventos como hoy son tan importantes porque sirven como recordatorio de lo mucho que nuestra comunidad ha persistido y soportando en nuestra lucha por igualdad. Hemos llegado lejos con respecto a los derechos de la comunidad LGBTQ y ahora más que nunca debemos permanecer vigilantes en nuestra búsqueda de igualdad total. Debemos organizar, agitar y exigir la igualdad de trato e igualdad de derechos, no solo de nuestra comunidad LGBTQ+, sino de todas las comunidades. Yo les pido que tomen una posición contra la intolerancia y el odio. Esta lucha es una que debemos tomar todos juntos. Debemos protegernos a unos al otro y amarnos. Todos tenemos que apoyar las organizaciones LGBT en Madison y en nuestras comunidades migrantes de color y mandar a nuestros políticos que luchen y protejan nuestros derechos. Una vez más, gracias por permitirme hablar. Espero que ustedes tengan un buen día y recuerden que su existencia es resistencia. Por favor, resistan.
Thank you so much. Our second guest speaker is Jocasta Zamarripa. She is a member of the Wisconsin State Assembly in that big gray building behind you. And I can tell you from personal experience, she's been there for going on 8 years, and that all by itself, hanging out with that crowd, qualifies her for a chapter in Profiles in Courage. Jocasta is one of four openly LGBT members of the state legislature that include my good friend, Senator Tim Carpenter, and Mark Spritzer from Beloit, and Todd Novak from Dodgeville, and Mr. Novak is Republican, so that's important too. But back to Jocasta. In 2014, the national news magazine, The Advocate, recognized Jocasta as one of America's rising young LGBT leaders in their annual 40 Under 40 feature. And so it is a great honor for me to represent, to introduce State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa.
Happy Pride, Madison! Thank you so much for inviting me to be here today. This is my first Madison Pride. I know you guys do it in August. You do it right. August, that way you can do Chicago Pride, you can do Milwaukee Pride, and now here we are in August, so we can do Madison Pride. Thank you. I'm State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa. I represent the 8th Assembly District on the near south side of Milwaukee. But just as one of our wonderful MCs noted, I'm one of four out openly LGBT state legislators here in the Capitol fighting for us. As an out openly bisexual woman of color, I know how hard it is that we have to fight back, not just against our opponents that continue to push back and introduce these anti-trans bathroom bills and the like, but also we have to make sure we educate our allies. We've got marriage equality, but that's not the end. We have much to fight for. We have, our community is very diverse, and we have to make sure we're fighting for every letter in that beautiful acronym of our LGBTQ community. In the state capitol, your four out Democrats, Senator Tim Carpenter, Representative Mark Spritzer, and myself have put forward an equality agenda. And it's a long one. We got half a dozen bills, but we're fighting for our community to make sure that we're fighting back against anti-trans legislation, to make sure that we're adding our transgender community to our anti-discrimination statutes, to make sure we're removing the ban on same-sex marriage from our state's constitution that still sits there as a stain, to celebrate Pride Month, to remember our trans folks in November. We're fighting for us. You have a proactive equality agenda. You've got out legislators fighting for you in that building. Don't you forget it. Now, before I go, because I know you got a few speakers, and then we want to get to some day drinking and revelry here, I got a guest with me today. He marched in the parade. He's a great ally. I hope he's right here. Where's Randy? There he is. Randy, come. Randy Bryce is running for the 1st Congressional District. That's Speaker Paul Ryan he's running against. And he's giving him hell.
Happy Pride, Madison.
So without leggies right here in your state capitol fighting for you and Randy Bryce fighting for us at the federal level, a true straight ally, how can we lose? Let's keep fighting, let's keep voting. Happy Pride, Madison. Thank you.
Isn't she awesome? And we have a very brief word from our sponsor here. Kimberly Blanchett has some financial news.
All right. Everybody, are you having a good time? Madison Pride, yes! Woo! Activist, author, poet, minister, I'm here for you, and I've got a couple of words full of love. One, love and be loved. Yes, Madison, put your hands together. Love and be loved. Next, this is very important. Trump, I hope you can hear this. This is coming from Madison, Wisconsin, for all the people about love, baby. The legacy you leave is the love you have given. Can we all say this together? The legacy you leave is the love you have given. Now about the financial. Okay. We're all sponsoring this parade by being here with our hearts and our minds and our bodies and our spirits. This is all about love. All right, Madison, happy Pride! Woo! Yeah! Thank you.
She's an auctioneer.